From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, octopi, or pusses, if you please. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Thursday, July 10th, 2008. My guy, my cabbie guy, took a wrong turn on the way to work today. And since there was only one turn involved in my commute, you could say he didn't make a correct decision. I guess he didn't pull a U-turn on the one-way street. But yeah, so he made only bad decisions. It's not that unusual to make one turn. If you live on the grid, think about it. And barring one-way streets, there's only, at most, two turns to make. But because of his bad turn, he took me through Times Square. And there, where the Reuters sign usually is, it said something unusual. It said, and I'm paraphrasing, AP drools, Reuters rules. No, it didn't. It said something like, due to the heat and the high cost of electricity, Thomson Reuters has agreed to Con Ed's request to turn off its sign. So, you know, that billboard, that zipper. There are 35 other billboards and zippers blaring in Times Square, but wow, no Reuters. I use Reuters because I get most of my news, like a lot of people, by just perching myself in the middle of Times Square and looking around and seeing what they tell me. And I use Reuters as second source confirmation. So if like the ABC News zipper says Fed cuts rate 25%, I gotta look a little to my left, see if Reuters confirms it. If they do, you can take it to the bank. If, you know, the AP News headline says something like, I don't know, some comment on the Madonna A-Rod thing. I never know what to read until I turn to the left and it says Madonna and A-Rod, a couple. Then you can take it to the bank. So here in this heat wave, I don't know where I'm going to go for two-source confirmation. I have an insatiable eight-word news item need. I'm really adrift. Well, I hope this show can help you clear up your news anxiety. Coming up on the show, we will get into this issue. It's a pressing one. Are octopuses left-tentacled or right-tentacled? Actually, I have read that octopuses don't have tentacles but arms. Maybe we'll get into that issue, too. There is research going on, and I will answer that question, or attempt to. Also, how will our athletes disappoint us this year? With the Tour de France underway and the Olympics just around the corner, the ever-present question over doping in sports looms. We talk to a USADA expert, that's the U.S. Anti-Drug Agency, about new drugs that are being developed and tested for. And Annie Clark is the one-woman band St. Vincent. She is in the studio with us to perform her new record, Marry Me. We'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first... Another day, another missile. Despite a scolding from the U.S. over yesterday's tests, Iran once again fired more long-range missiles overnight, Iranian state TV reports today. It's a second round of exercises meant to show that the country can defend itself against attacks by the U.S. or Israel. It's not clear if the missiles are capable of carrying a nuclear payload. The launches come hours after Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice reminded the world that Iran is a habitual rule breaker in the nuclear arena.
We've sent a message to the Iranian government. It's in the form of three Security Council resolutions that say that Iran is in violation of international obligations and it needs to get on the right side of the international community.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates made clear that sometimes a missile is really a way of saying, look at me.
I think what we're seeing is a lot of signaling going on.
Secretary Rice alternated stern talk with a note of hopefulness, saying Iran should maybe drop the defensiveness and play by the rules.
Iran can take up and get on the right side of the international community. And it ought to be talking about that, not about threats against America or threats against America's allies, because frankly, it's not going to do them any good.
Statements on Iran's behavior didn't just come from the current administration. The presidential candidates weighed in too. Both said that Iran is a serious threat and that some combination of diplomacy and tougher sanctions are needed. But both say they'll do whatever they can to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons, but they do differ on the issue somewhat. At least they hew to different rhetorical styles in speaking about Iran. Here's how McCain characterized his approach to Iran in front of a pro-Israel crowd a month ago.
Rather than sitting down unconditionally with the Iranian president or supreme leader in the hope that we can talk sense into them, we must create the real world pressures that will peacefully but decisively change the path that they are on.
At the same event, Obama said he would sit down with Iran under the right circumstances.
Contrary to the claims of some, I have no interest in sitting down with our adversaries just for the sake of talking. But as President of the United States, I would be willing to lead tough and principled diplomacy with the appropriate Iranian leaders at a time and place of my choosing, if and only if it can advance the interests of the United States.
Overall, as NPR Mike Schuster puts it, the candidates disagree on how to get there, not what the destination is. Both candidates say they'll do everything in their power to forestall Iran acquiring nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.